All right. Hello, radio fans. All out there, local fans down in South Florida, welcome. This is ScoutFlorida.com radio show. I'd like to welcome all of you. I'm your co-host, Kelsey Dudley, here with also your co-host, Tony Sands. And we're going to be bringing you pretty much the top information and the hot information, also the behind the scenes here down in South Florida. Now we're happy to have you with the Scout Florida site, and we would love to just give you information and things that are down to earth things that we like you to know what is going on with all of the local high school football games and some of the talent that needs to be known and where these actual big time stars are going from these big time high schools. I have Tony Sands here with me right now.
How you doing, radio listeners? Hi, we're going to bring this to you. We've been anxiously waiting on this moment to bring it to you, me and my host, Kelsey Dudley, and we're going to update you with everything that is going on here in South Florida, from the local games all the way to the upcoming games to how everything is going, and then we're going to give you a special hype section of this show.
Okay, listeners, we're going to start here. We want to start in with some of the big things that's been going on, Tony. It is a big, big deal with the high schools now that are playing big schools and playing talent outside of Florida. They're moving outside of the state.
And, yeah, they are. You got to see, if you look back this past Saturday, you got to figure Daytona was where it was going down at. You had teams that was competing against teams from Mississippi, Texas, from South Carolina. All of them converged on Daytona Beach in order to solidify, is the state of Florida the best when it comes to the talent? I think it's the best when it comes to the talent, but I think we're so far behind when it comes to a lot of the facilities here around at the local high schools.
And I want to second that. We're saying that there's some schools here that have some of the major facilities, namely St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Let's go ahead and put it out there. And just a couple of other schools, Northwestern and maybe some of your other private schools that are out there in Broward and Dade County. But these guys are still stepping up without having the facilities. And some of the teams that I'm talking about is right now is one of the hot teams down in South Florida. It's Miami Central. And I can tell you right now, definitely passed the eye test.
Yeah, I mean, we had a chance to watch Central play against Ely. We watched them. I mean, and it was total domination. I don't know if Central was just that powerful or if Ely just wasn't clicking on how Ely should click. But, I mean, Central was firing on every cylinder. And one thing I liked about Central is the kicking game, and I was been raving about that kicking game for a minute now.
Okay, and I was there. They have a very young kicker that is, let me tell you, his length is there. And what we have to look at with these high school teams that are going out of state, when we're looking at a national team, let's break down the team from all three phases. We must look at the offense, the defense, and not only those two, but we must throw in special teams when you're talking about being a national contender. And Central has all three of those. It's known that St. Thomas usually fills in with all three of those areas in the offensive area, the defensive area, and also the phase of the kicking game. So it's a usual thing for a school like St. Thomas, which is one of the top private schools here in South Florida. But to look at a public school and say Miami Central, your Northwesterns, even your Miramar High Schools, who are not getting that much credit out there, those schools, it's rare for them to have all three phases, but when they have all three phases, man, you really got to look out for that.
And as you notice, like I said, Miami Central is rated number three in the nation. I think it's a team that is on the rise. I give it within the next 2 weeks after they come back from Georgia and then they venture out to Texas. I guarantee you, Miami Central, winning both of those, will single-handedly jump to the number one team in the nation. And you will see from that point, you might as well crown them the state champions here in the state of Florida because, I mean, the talent level, when you look at a lot of the guys like Gaines, you look at Teddy Bridgewater, who's committed to the University of Miami. When you look at these guys and you see the talent level that they have, there's no way this team clicking like they should and they gel as the season goes. There's no way that this team should not become the number one team in the nation, the third team here in the state of Florida, or South Florida go to win the national championship. I don't see why that shouldn't happen.
And I let me tell you, personally, after seeing Central up close, I must let the fans know. Look, guys, it's everything that it's made up to be, and everything that you're reading in the press clippings and the publishings, yes, they feel that. And they have a very unique system on offense, which is very powerful. A wonderful quarterback in Rakeem Cato, who is a wonderful passer, and I think he's been flying up under the radar. Let me tell you, a lot of people have been talking about Bridgewater, and rightfully so, because Bridgewater has been a kid that has been there since he was a sophomore, and he's been starting. He took Northwestern right back to the state finals right after Ja'Cory Harris left, and his talent has been at that top level for a while now, but flying under the radar is Rakeem Cato. And let me tell you, seeing this kid close up is very, very, very impressive in that he has a couple receivers with him. And the receiver that really, really blew me away was Charles Gaines Jr. And I really like this kid, Tony. I believe that this kid, in looking at a top UM player and looking at a kid that would fit a UM system, I would say this kid, Charles Gaines Jr., fits that system.
Right. You're talking about UM. And I'm going to go through some of the list stuff that UM has as far as the receivers that they're looking at. And Miami is that fertile ground for UM to pick up great receivers. I'm going to go down the list of guys that I know that they're recruiting. You look at Eli Rogers, Philip Dorsett, a lot of these guys, but I still say Gaines. I like Gaines over all three of these guys for the simple fact this guy reminds me of a Michael Irvin, the way he conducts their team. You can tell when you step out on the field who is the leader to that team. Was that clear on your end?
Very, very, very strong. I believe that 100%. And he shows it in the game. Very, very sportsmanlike. And he's focused in. He seems to be the heart and soul of Miami Central. And in their case, it's a very good way to start out the season. The team that they'll be playing, which is Camden County, first in Georgia, is a team that's coming off of a state title. And they seem to have a pretty good test there going up to Georgia this weekend. And in talking to the athletic director at Miami Central, and also the head coach at Miami Central, which is Coach Lockett, they want to take on all comers. And they don't want to step down from anyone. They don't mind traveling to their place. It doesn't have to be here in Miami. They'll travel to you. And they're just pretty much trying to stake their claim as being up at the top with the Northwesterns and St. Thomas.
But now, and I'm glad you mentioned that in the same sentence. I'm glad you mentioned that when you said Northwestern, Central, and St. Thomas. Okay, if you look, we're traveling all around the country to see the state our claim and see how much notoriety that can come up. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. And I know a lot of people out there probably is going to get pissed with me about this conversation that I'm going to bring up. I know my hosts know what I'm going to say here. I say, why not stop traveling? Halt. Don't go nowhere. I don't want everybody to halt. Listen to this. And listen to it clear. What about this matchup? Miami Central right now and St. Thomas in Lockhart. And you tell me you wouldn't want to come see that, but I think somebody would not put that game together, and I wonder why that game would not get together. I'm trying to figure that out because I've been talking about it for a while. When Northwestern was number one, when Glaze Central was at their peak, why can't we get these two teams or these dominant teams to match up here? Because I think ESPN will come here because they'll love to see a Miami Central and a St. Thomas.
And who All right. It's put out there now. Let's go ahead and put it out there. It's out there. Okay. Let's go ahead and say, who might you be speaking when you're saying that there's obstacles in getting this done? Because we talked ourselves with the athletic director at Miami Central. And like I said, they're looking for the top contenders. And one of the top contenders is right here in our backyard.
I clearly stated. That's why I'm trying to find out, why can't we get this game? Why? We can make these games happen out in Texas. We can make this game happen over in South Carolina. We can make it happen in Ohio. Why can't we make it happen here? I'm curious to see why it can't. What's holding it up? Let's put both athletic directors at a table and say, okay, here's everything is on the table. Let's be honest. Who don't want to play who?
And let's put it out there for both athletic directors sitting at the table, because I think that the first athletic director spoke, and that was Miami Central's athletic director, in saying that it's already a game that will be prepared here as far as a classic game that will be here. It's in the works right now, people, and it will come here, and it said that it will be held at Lockhart Stadium. So one person is already sitting at the table. Who's the next person that we may need there?
But I'm saying, okay, they bring in that game back here. They bring in that tournament back here in the state of Florida. Okay, we'll let Texas come, and we'll let Texas play the Miramar. We'll let Texas play a South Broward. We'll let Texas play a Northwestern. But I'm going to tell you this. The top team coming out of Broward, which is in 305, let the 305 meet the top 954, and let's put the battle on the field. And let's solidify who is truly the best in South Florida. Because when you talk about talent, let's not be crazy. We always talk about three counties here in the state of Florida, and we talk about Palm Beach, Broward County, and Fort Lauderdale. If you and Miami, if you win those battles, you clearly win the state championship.
Okay, and I totally agree, and we definitely have to get that going, fans. I agree with that, and we definitely need to get that matchup. The fans want it. The coaches around here want it. It's wanted nationally. It's time to get those two at the table.
But why is it not
get this done?
Why is it not happening?
We don't know why it's not happening, but we're here. I'm gonna tell you, Scout Florida is here to make it happen, and that's what we're gonna do.
And we're gonna bring attention to it, to maybe, hey, an ESPN or NBC, ABC, somebody is gonna say, hey, if we got to bring the money to the table to make this happen, we're going to put the money on the table to make it happen, because I think that game will bring so much notoriety to both schools, will bring notoriety to South Florida, will bring a notoriety all to the recruiting aspect of it, and we will find out then, do the money speaks or do the reputation speaks? Because sometimes some people will let the reputation speak over the money, or do they let the money speak over the reputation? And I think we could find that out if we put them on the line. Because I think Miami Central, those guys, that's all I heard them saying, bring on anybody, and we're going to see what we get.
Okay, and let me give you a rundown here of a list of things that will be going on this weekend as far as the teams that will be playing. St. Thomas Aquinas will be traveling out to Texas to play in Texas Stadium, and they're in the Kurt Herb Street Classic out in Texas Stadium, where they will be taking on Skyline High School. And Dillard High School travels to East St. Louis to take on a top and very talented East St. Louis team. We also have the following weekend, Miramar, Glade Central, and Coco, along with Miami Central, traveling out also to Texas, and they will be matching up against some tough Texas teams out in Texas. So there's your list for the matchups coming up the next 2 weeks out in Texas. It should be a doozy. It should be very, very entertaining, and you get to see some of the top talent match up from here in Florida and match up out in Texas. Hey, just put the gloves on and go to war.
But and as I say, let's go to war with this thing. Let's make sure that we do match up the top teams in these areas. I think Skyline is a team that's been up in the past, but I don't think they're as strong as they have been. I think St. Thomas should have probably took on Abilene, a team that's ranked high. I don't think Skyline losing to Glade Central this past weekend, I don't think they're going to really give St. Thomas a real matchup that they need. I think that, you know, when you look at Skyline and you look at Glade Central, Glade Central had a problem with the quarterback situation. I think that kept that game so low scoring as it did when it was a 6-0 game.
And that was very true. Glade Central will have a chance to back themselves up and prove themselves out in Texas. We're going to go to commercial break here, and we'll be right back with you in 2 and 2. All right, now we have the Tony Sands training that is coming to your particular town. Tony Sands training, speed training, works with kids from all levels and training the youth athletes as well as the high school athletes and even college to NFL athletes. There are some of the guys that have been trained by Tony Sands. I'm going to let him fill you in on that.
Yes, I mean, I've worked with several guys such as Al Harris, Michael Irvin, Atari Bigby's, Patrick Peterson, who will be probably, if not the first, one of the first, one or two or three DB that will be drafted in the next year's in this upcoming draft. Local high school, we had opportunity to work with teams such as Dillard High School and Cooper City High School, and the training is showing phenomenal gains.
All right, and we also have the Receiver Academy. That's along with the Tony Sands training, and the Receiver Academy is run by I myself, Kelsey Dudley. And what I do is I train some of the top receivers in the county and also venturing out into Dade County for some of the top receivers in skill-wise, position-specific training to get them better, to get them to the next level, and also to improve their skills to get them to that top level, what we consider to be the NFL, where every kid wants to be. So make sure that you try to go to the ScoutFloridaFB.com website. You can sign on for information about the Tony Sands speed training and also the Kelsey Dudley Receiver Academy training for your top receivers, all right?
Man, I'm going out on the town tonight. When I go out on the town tonight, there's one place that I stop in to make sure that I have my hair looking good, I have my fingernails looking good, and I have my face looking good, and that's Sensational Hair and Nail Design. I call up the girls and tell them, hey, I'm getting ready to hit the town, and I need y'all to look me fresh. They call my special barber, Max Payne, and he do me up to make me look good. So if you ever getting ready to go out on the town last minute, schedule date, you call the girls over at Sensational Hair and Nail Design. That's 954-786-3997 and ask for Calandra. And those girls will hook you up, ready to go. Get your girl in there, man. Make sure that she's looking fresh and ready to go. That way, when you step out on the town, you know you got the baddest hairstyle on the baddest female in the world. No one can get them better. No one can do wrap cuts. No one can do sew-ins better than the girls over at Sensational Hair and Nail Design. And Sharonsky Gasket, call her up, and she's going to get you hooked up. She's been known to do the do's like they're supposed to be done up. So call them girls over there, 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. And for you guys, call Max Payne, the best barber around, a barber to the stars. Call the girls, Calandra, Sharonsky, and Max Payne, and let them do you up.
All right, and we're back with Scout Florida here. Okay, now what we want to venture into is some of the local high school games here in South Florida. And I am happy. I'm very excited, very into it to get this weekend started. I mean, we have football, and I love it. Just the smell of the grass, to know that the season's back, that you hear the whistles, you hear the bands, and the cheerleaders, and everything is back now. And what better thing than to have South Florida football back and live and on the move, okay? So we have some of our local games picking up here in Broward County first. We have one of the major matchups in game of the week is Plantation High School, which will face off against Northeast High School at Northeast. And with Plantation, they seem to have some stars there that are on their team.
But we're going to back it up a little bit. And I hear you, and I think, man, you've been arguing about this all week, about this game of the week. You know, you're saying Northeast and Plantation. I still say I think the matchup of the week would take place With Bård Andersen.
With Bård Andersen. Okay, let's see. Bård Andersen is loaded, folks. They're loaded. I'm going to tell you that right now. Bård Andersen is loaded. They walk off the bus. They're loaded with all kind of college prep players. But they're facing Cypress Bay. And there's not too much coming out of Cypress Bay right now, but that they have a young team returning. And against BA, I just don't see the matchup there.
When I see, now people listen to me. Now follow me close. And I hear what he said. He stated, now you heard Kelsey tell you everything that he wanted to tell you as far as the talent level go. He said they had the greatest talent. In Broward County, you say when they walk off the bus, they got great talent. But you didn't hear him mention Cypress Bay's coach. You never sleep on that coach, because he's going to put those guys in the right position to be successful. So when you got a great coach and you got great talent, how is that matchup not the game of the week? I don't understand.
And you're talking about Coach Guandola there from Cypress Bay. He is a proven guy. Started over at Miami Pace and made a lot of wonderful changes there and won a lot over at Miami Pace, and now he's at Cypress Bay. We just got to wonder. And the clippings, the press clippings that are coming out of Cypress Bay, folks, is that Cypress Bay has an athletic quarterback, young athletic quarterback. They seem to have some athletic talent more than usual, but they're young. And when we talk about starting off the season, and you tell me out there, listeners, when we talk about starting off the season, we know that the offenses are usually 2 weeks behind. So you're telling me a young quarterback and a young offense that's going to face up with, we know around the county, blitz happy BA. I'm wondering, I just don't think that quarterback will have time to breathe to make this a matchup. We can label it a matchup, but I just don't think so.
But that's why it is a matchup. That's why it is a matchup, because when you got a great team, such as Bård Andersen with some history behind him, with Mark James when he was at the helm of that team, and you talk about going up against a great mastermind, one of the great masterminds here in Broward County that can put a team in any position, how is that not? I mean, that's the ideal matchup that you look for. A great team against a great coach with young guys that's eager to play because they're listening to their coach. They believe in that. Their coach saying that they can beat BA, because I know that's what he's telling them. He's telling us one thing in the media, but he's behind the doors telling those guys that, hey, you guys can beat Bård Andersen. I'm going to put you in the right position, because they're going to wait on Bård Andersen to do one thing, is to become unrattled. If that game is tight, Bård Andersen will come unrattled, and I guarantee you that is where Guandola is going to take advantage of that opportunity.
And I look at this and say, I coached over there in the Snake Pit, which is BA's home field. It is a pit, and if they can go in there, let's say this, if they can go in there and they can keep it competitive until halftime, folks, then I say we got a game. I say we got a game, but this is, and it has always been BA's mantra in that they're going to try to rattle you early. They want to get to you early and let you know that it's no way that you can compete there in that Snake Pit. And I just don't see them going in there and being focused and on track with a young quarterback.
I watched them do it against Dillard. They came in to play Dillard and fared out very well. So I don't see the difference in the two stadiums. Dillard Stadium, here he is in the backyard off 27th Avenue. And you bringing Cypress Bay in there, you don't think that's going to scare them? I think that's scaring more than them going over to Bård Andersen. Because there's no, you don't got to ride down 27. You don't got a one-way in and a one-way out. Most likely you coming with a police escort over there, buddy. They ain't worried about no police. So don't tell me that that's going to rattle these guys. You can say what you want. They're going to be scared. They're going to be scared to come into the Panthers den, but they're not going to be scared to go to Bård Andersen, because that's why they play games at Bård Andersen and just starting to play games at Dillard.
Okay, now, you hear that. You hear that out there, fans. Let's mark this down. We're going to mark this down. We have two games of the week here, because in looking at the other game of the week, which is Northeastern Plantation, if you look across the board here, I think that we have some star college prep players that are on these two teams. And let's look at first on Northeastern's side. Northeast has the top defensive end that everyone in college seems to be after in Bryant DuBose. Bryant DuBose is a senior defensive end, stands about 6'4", 220 to 225, and he is a terror off the end. And he will match up across from him with Plantation's top defensive end that's already committed to the University of Florida, and Ryan Shazier.
Coach, he's like, I mean, I don't think it is those two guys are as close as everybody making them out to be. When you talk to scouts, they pretty much tell you the difference in the two. They say one is light, one is aggressive. As a matter of fact, the both remind me of the defensive end that the University of Miami already has, Andrew Smith, a guy that dominated, clearly dominated, when he was at Monarch High School, and he played against the big boys such as Ely and Dillard and Coconut Creek. So I don't think that is as close as people making it out to be.
Okay, so we're not only stopping there. Plantation on defense has a stout front seven. And then they have one of their safeties who's also being highly recruited and also may have committed early before people were expecting him to, in Jeremy Cash. And Jeremy Cash, it says that he's a hitter and he can cover a lot of ground. What do you say about that?
Coach, they can cover a lot of ground, and I'm hearing this, and that's why I'm hearing you're saying bits and pieces of players. But when we talked about Boyd Henderson, that's why I say, I go back and say that that's the game of the week, because we talked about a whole lot of players and not just a couple specks of players. I give Northeast their credit. I give Plantation their due, but I still think if it wasn't on a weekend when you got a Cypress Bay and you got a Boyd Henderson playing, I think it would have been the game of the week. But I don't think at this point it's the game of the week. When you really look at it, I think it might be one-sided in that matchup. So that's why I'm saying that's more going to be more of a lopsided matchup than the Boyd Henderson Cypress Bay. And not to underestimate, because I love Steve Davis. He's a state championship winner. I love that. But I think Steve is in that middle phase when you get, as they say, you get robbed by Boyd Henderson. You get robbed by Dillard, and St. Thomas dominates the rest.
And some of those top players that Tony's talking about at BA, cornerback Harmon Brown, also cornerback Corey Tindall, who's a wonderful speed player. And what do you have to say about Corey Tindall? He's moving up the charts fast.
Straight up flying, baby, because he can fly. Trust me when I tell you, you've seen this young man play. Just as I say, when you turn on a light switch and he's on the other side of the room before the lights come on, that he can do. And that's why he's moving up the charts in the recruiting ranks, because so many guys love something that you can't teach, and that's speed.
Okay, and also from VA, they have a linebacker, Kent Tareen, that is also getting a lot of hype there on the BA system. They also have some receivers on their side who are getting a lot of hype, a lot of hype. So BA is loaded all the way around. They seem to be, and this is what my sources are telling me, because on ScoutFloridaRadio.com radio show, we give you the scoop here. My sources are telling me that BA only goes about 35 deep. They are not filling out a full team there. So that may be problems down the line. You may step out with 22 stars, but no sub.
Not here in Broward, it won't. It won't be I mean, if you're saying we're in the playoffs, here he is in November, early part of December, and we're talking about going up to play teams like, you know, up the road, like in that Bradenton area and things like that, then I say that may come into a factor. But I don't think it's going to come into a major factor here in Broward County with the schedule that both of those teams that Boyd Henderson has. I don't think it's going to be that dumb. Now, they're in a heck of a district, because it's the only district, I think, in the state of Florida that has only three teams in the district. And when you say three teams, I say Boyd Henderson, Ely, and Dillon. How do you match and put those guys in the same district? You're going to knock one arm off, and then who's left?
And I can't answer that. We're gonna have to wait for Friday and see in those matchups to see and find out is BA for real?
Kelsey, give him the real. I just said if you knock off
give them the real, and I know you don't want to give them the real. I know you like to stay away from this question. You don't want to play devil's advocate. If when you knock off three teams, only one can make it in that one North District. Okay, who's coming out of the South District? Go ahead and give it to the people real. Don't be playing around with them. Give it to them real.
Okay, Miramar's coming out of the South.
No. Not in that district. Not Miramar. You must be talking about 6A. I'm not talking about Deerfield. I'm talking about the 5A district. When you talk about Boyd Anderson, Ely, and Dillard, the only team that they will match up out South. I'll go ahead and say it because I know my guy don't want to say it. He don't want to step on no toes. St. Thomas will be the only one because the district that they play in, the district that was kind of some kind of what design that they play in, only produced St. Thomas. Who else is left in that district?
It's nothing else left. You'll get St. Thomas from the South, and you're going to get VA.
VA. I beg to differ there. I don't know about that.
We're saying possibly. We have to look to the matchup that'll be coming up against, I say, VA and Dillard to see who comes out of the
net. That's going to be a great matchup because now Dillard is loaded. Let's not be crazy here. I think when you talk about a Wayne Lyons, one of the best defensive backs in the nation, highly recruited, probably, I think, number two in Broward County, when it comes to recruits, 5.0 guy that can stand back there and call a defense like you want to. As I stated, yes, people, I stated, 5.0 guy. So you people out there that think football players are called dumb jock, he will prove you wrong. He's a class valedictorian. So that theory there is out the window when we talk about that. But I still say that's going to be a good matchup.
I agree. I agree in saying that. And hopefully here soon, we'll have one of the coaches chiming in with us. The coach Darnell Bennett from Northeast High School, and we can further expand on that. That will be one of the things that we need to look at because St. Thomas also matches up with BA early to just give us a key look, just a key look early in the season.
But you're saying matchup. What do you mean by matchup?
What may come about?
Explain to people because I know some people that may be listening. That don't know anything about football, explain to them what do you mean by matchup? Because I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna try to explain some of that matchup. So I'm gonna let you explain it to them.
Okay, let's say you're gonna have in a matchup here. We have two top teams that are gonna butt heads. And last year, I will say that BA was standing toe to toe in the fight until maybe about third quarter. And I gotta commend them for first time going up against the St. Thomas right there early in the season. They were standing toe to toe.
Man, you're gonna tell me how you gonna commend a team? That's just like me getting in the ring with Mike Tyson. And you tell me, cause I lasted a minute and a half with Mike Tyson, you commend me? Man, ain't nobody commending people that lose. Come on, you commend the winners. That's the same thing. How are you going to commend a team that lose? You walked up to BA and say, okay, hey, I commended y'all for standing as long as you did. They're going to look at you like you crazy.
Well, I'm giving BA baby steps here. We got to give BA baby steps because, look, if you look at it across the board, BA has been loaded for the last 5 to 6 years, people. And BA should be one of the teams that we talk about with the Centrals, the Northwesterns, the St. Thomases. BA should be on that tier, should be talent-wise, that what they field, a team of talent, they should have. But we're not talking about BA in that sense. So I'm giving BA, okay, I'm giving them a moral victory. I know, and moral victories count for what they really are.
And all they are,
win,
what?
So
what are they?
It's a loss. It's a loss. It's a mark in the L column.
They
that's
are only moral victories, and that's all they get. They don't get you winning state championships. They don't get you winning national championships. Moral victories are only for the mothers that are in the stands. You hear what I say? Only for the mothers. So that way, they don't want to disappoint their baby and tell them, guess what? You lost. You lost.
And that's what, and I mean, that's what I'm, that's what we're saying. And with that, you have the point of BA not being used to being there. And that's the major problem. So what we'll have is the major problem of them not being there. I think we have one of our callers calling in. And what we're going to do is we're going to take maybe some callers here, see what we have. Once we can get them on the line, we'll be with Deshaun Sands here on the line who was one of the top running backs here in Broward County and broke a couple of records here in Broward County, and since then has moved on to the University of Kansas, where right now he is pushing for the starting job at the University of Kansas in the well-known Big 12 Conference. So once he chimes in with us here on the phone, then we'll try to get him on the line for you fans. Okay, now I want to move on to some of the other matchups that we have here during the local games here, and just touch on some of the other teams that we have. In that I'm hearing a lot coming out of Hollywood Hills camp, and they may be flying under the radar, but hey, something tells me that Hollywood Hills may be making a little bit more noise than usual.
I mean, Hollywood Hills is always going to do pretty good in that district. They're going to match up very well, always, because of their talent level. I mean, because who they are in the district that they're in, they're going to always have a great battle in that area. So not to underestimate that, that's expected, but they won't come out of there victorious out of that district. They won't.
Okay, and Hollywood Hills, we'll find out about them early, because guess what? Second week, they face off against one of the Broward big teams, in that of Cardinal Gibbons. And Cardinal Gibbons has a lot of young talent over there, and we look for them to be a top team in Broward, too, who's also flying under the radar in their particular district. So we'll look for Cardinal Gibbons to match up with Hollywood Hills, and we'll find out about Hollywood Hills early.
Coach, I still say when I look down at the South area, I think the most surprising team that's going to be, I think it's going to be, Kelsey, I clearly see that it's going to be Cooper City.
And Cooper City, another team, new head coach, Coach Art Taylor, who was with the Deerfield Beach High School when they were making their run and challenging the Northwestern state championship team. Coach Art Taylor is over at Cooper City now, and Cooper City is turning out some pretty good talent, in that they have a top player over there, Camden Crone, who is a pretty much athletic receiver that's turning out to be a very good spark for them over at Cooper City. So we must keep our eyes on Camden Crone.
Coach, he's going to do phenomenal in that district. He moved in, like you say, transferred in over from Archbishop and made it exciting to be over at Cooper City. You can feel the vibes. You had an opportunity to go over there this fall and during the spring, and to watch the change of attitudes. We had a chance to watch their first game, and they won that game, and you can hear the attitude move through the crowd, and everybody saw that, hey, Cooper City is going to be a surprising team in that district to be successful. So I clearly see Art Taylor changing that program and turning it around to be phenomenal. And that's going to be exciting to see. Here you is, a team of young men, as he stated, going to be successful in this whole thing. And you can't tell me a guy like Cam Crone is not going to add to that excitement that's happening over at Cooper City. Art Taylor is doing his thing. My hat's off to him. Here you go, a guy that's going to take a team that didn't win much, haven't had a tradition of winning, and going to turn these guys into winners. And all it takes is that small spark, and I think he added that piece when he added Cam Crone to that mix.
And I agree. We must look out for these teams. Cooper City is one of those teams. And there is a wonderful player over at South Broward who's a top running back, Kevin Grooms, that people should look out for also. Very good, speedy running back, good size, and a lot of people are underestimating him, in that there being not as many as usual running backs that are coming out of Broward County. But he is one of the few that I think may have the talent to surprise and shock a lot of people. And guess what? He's in the district with St. Thomas, so he will get a shot at one of the top dogs.
Coach, I mean, when you look at running backs here in Broward County, because we spoke about running backs, it's a low. I think we got exerted. We had the pleasure of having so many running backs the year, as you say, as I call it, Deshaun had when he came out that year. We had a load of running backs. Broward County was where the running backs were at. But I think this year we've been depleted when it comes to running back. I mean, you could probably name two or three running backs here in Broward County that are getting recognition. But a guy that I will bring up is Otis Wright, a guy that was able to take his first two carries in the North Miami game to get a total of 80 yards. Dillard put up, each one of their running backs, they put up a total of 300 and some yards on the ground. They have added another piece to their puzzle when it comes to the offensive coordinator, which is it's D. Lou, the heck of an offensive coordinator that came from Monarch, was a head coach at Piper. Now he's helping the Dillard Panthers to gain the dominance that they have had.
So Dillard is another team that may be back to the old blue and gray and really trying to stomp to make some noise, because Dillard has some talent over there and some top college prospects that are moving up the charts, and a lot of scouts are high on these players over at Dillard.
I mean, we went over there, and we went to Miramar, a team that was a state championship, won the state championship here in Florida, and I think I might have, if I saw one or two, that's what I saw. I went to Dillard same day, traveled over there, and, man, it was like 10 to 12 scouts, top-notch programs, Alabama, University of Miami, Oklahoma, Nebraska. These are the kind of scouts that are hovering around that program. If they can drop in a helicopter to pull players out of there, they will.
And callers, you can call in right now and call me and Kelsey Dudley here. You can call Tony Sands here on the line. The number out there is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free, 888-815-9756. And Tony, I want to touch on another thing here, in that we have a lot of teams out here that are seem to be playing each other, but we're not getting the matchups that we really want unless we're in these classic games. And I feel that coaches should try to match their schedules up or try to schedule tougher teams, even if they're out of district, so we can get some of these matchups around the county. I think it'll build for talent.
I mean, when you look at it from a coach's standpoint, I don't know how good that is when you talk about teams that are so dominant, because do you risk getting your players hurt for the opportunity to appeasing who? No, I don't think so. I think you want to start building, because you got to figure it's a long season and you want to be peaking around the state championship time, baby. Not right now. I don't want to peak in September. I don't want to peak in October. I want to start peaking in that November range.
And that's true. That's definitely true, because a high school season is long, and you have to be keep your players healthy and make sure that you're on top of that. And, you know, from week to week, you can't play the tough teams every week, but you got to be prepared to make sure that you're ready for those big battles. So it would be helpful for them to schedule smaller teams, but I just want to see a couple more of those big dogs put on the schedules there. But just moving on from there, we're going to move into something of what we call the hype time. And callers, you can call in on this hype time. And normally we would do it towards the end of the show, but I'm going to extend this time out. Callers, definitely call in. The number for that, again, is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free, 888-815-9756. And it's the hype time.
Do we got dip? So we didn't get a chance to get Deshaun on the air yet?
We didn't get a chance to get him on the air. Callers, our production people are still working on that. Okay, fans. We have Deshaun Sands online here. If we can get to him here, we'll have him with you in just a moment here, momentarily. Bear with us.
We're trying to get him on the air. I know you guys want to hear from him. He's doing accepted at the University of Kansas.
Okay, Deshaun Sands, are you on the line there?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Deshaun Sands on the line here, folks. What's up, Deshaun?
What's up?
Okay,
I'm here.
How's things going up there in Kansas?
Hey, it's going lovely. I mean, we can't wait to start this season. Them big hogs up front, we can't wait to start this season.
Okay, now you have you're in the Big 12, Deshaun. Can you believe it? You're in the Big 12. You're there with some of the big dogs that are rated in the top 10. And there's been word of, and reading the press clippings coming out of Lawrence, Kansas, that you're pushing for the starting job. So let us and the fans back here in South Florida know about how does it look for you as far as pushing for that starting job.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking good. I mean, we're competing up this Saturday. You know, coach is still hesitant about who's going first. But we're going to keep on competing, pushing each other to the best of our abilities. And so when that time comes, he'll make his decision.
Okay, and one thing we can do here, Deshaun, is you're on the Scout Florida radio show. And let me let you know the rundown here and how me and Tony are doing things here. Deshaun, we need the scoop. We need the dirt coming out of Lawrence, Kansas, all the way back to South Florida here, because your fans here in South Florida want to know what is Deshaun going to be on the field, and what do you feel about that, and how you feel it should be. You're not stepping on any toes. Come on, let us know.
No, I'm not stepping on any toes. I mean, it's game time with me. I mean, I'm going to compete. I'm going to hold it down for my fans, my family. You know, I'm going to hold it down up here in Lawrence. So, I mean, you're going to see me mostly on the TV. So, I mean, So he was a amount of carries. I'm going to be a major part of the offense.
I'm glad we got you on the line. I'm glad we got you on the line because I know you're probably – you say you we talked to our people and they say it was hard to get you on the line because you were between practice – and heading to class, and we don't want to let you miss that, but we just want to get an understanding. As a matter of fact, what's the weather like out there? Let everybody know what the weather is going to be like this Saturday, and give us a description of how you guys are going to play.
The weather is going to be cool. I mean, it's going to be, the high is going to be 80, so, like, during the game, it's probably going to get down to, like, 70, cool range, you know. Everybody's feeling good. It's perfect atmosphere. And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be game time. And we're going to show our fans what can it bring.
Hey, sounds good. Sounds good, Deshaun. So the weather is holding up out there. And,
yeah, the weather's holding up good.
It sounds good. Who's one of the first teams that you guys line up against, Deshaun?
We line up against North Dakota State this Saturday. And that's on Fox Sports. At 6 p.m.
Okay, so a 6 p.m. start. Is that out in, is that central time there or mountain time? Or let the fans know what time that will be back here in South Florida.
It'll be on that, back in South Florida, it'll be on like 7 p.m.
Okay, so sounds good. Fans, you can check in with Deshaun Sands and watch him start on his run to stardom. At Lawrence, Kansas, where, guess what, fans? He's following in father's footsteps. So, Deshaun, do you feel any pressure there in following in dad's footsteps? How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's no pressure. It's no pressure. I mean, because my dad always pushed me to be better than him. So, it's no pressure. I'm just going to do what I know, what I've been taught, what my dad's been teaching me.
Okay, and Tony, where will you be at that time?
Scott Florida will be on hand for that game. We're traveling to Lawrence to give everybody back in South Florida the dirt on one of their players. We're going to get the opportunity to travel to a couple of different places. We're going to talk about going to Cincinnati. We're going to go to Michigan. We got players that are on the brink of doing something great at these programs. So Scott Florida will be on hand to give you guys the inside scoop. We're going to bring you a lot of different players on that are from around the country that we're going to get on this station right here, Scout Florida Radio, that's going to give you guys the more inside depth. Because here on the Scout Florida Show, we get the dirt from what's going on. You can be real on this station. And Deshaun, it was a pleasure having you on because I know you're in the mix of class, and we don't want to have one of the professors drag you by your head and drag you in class. So we're going to let you go on the class. It was a pleasure. And Scout Florida going to take a pleasure to come out there. It's going to be a pleasure for us to come out and watch you play. So you can just leave one word
with your South Florida, with your South Florida audience, what, how are you going to do on Saturday?
Game time.
It's game time. You hear him, fans. It's game time. All right, Deshaun, we'll check in with you. Make sure you go ahead and get on the class there. We don't want to hold you up. Fans, like I said, call in. We want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. Again, that's toll-free, 888-815-9756. I want to hear from you, fans. I want to talk to you. Like I said, it's hype time, baby. Let me know. And I just want to know, during hype time, we usually get like, we get the dirt. We find out what's going on. I want to know the nuggets out there. Give me something. Tony, what do you have?
I mean, I'm getting some vibe and some feeling that there's going to be a mix up of things going on. We're going to later on talk about some dirt bars like transfers. I want to get into that thing there later on in it because I want to get the dirt on when people transfer, what is happening. I think they should really just do away with that rule. But in some fact, don't nobody follow it anyway.
I agree. Well, all of the ADs, I don't know if the ADs are in on it, all of the coaches. I mean, it's happening. It's happening, fans. We know it's happening. Look, we know it's happening in every county. Yes, there's ways to work around it. We know that. That's happening. And it's here to stay. I mean, South Florida, this is the hotbed. And, you know, There's some dirt out there that some of you guys know that we need it. We want to hear it. Let it out because me and Tony want to speak on it.
And if there's anything, I mean anything from A to Z that you want to know about, you email us here at Scout Florida, and we're going to try to answer that question to the best of our ability. If we can't answer it, we're going to bring on the people that can answer it. And we're going to get it to our listeners because we feel our listeners are the best when it comes to sports talk radio.
And fans, please log on to the Scout Florida website. That's scoutfloridafb.com. There you can find all the information from getting the latest in news of changes at teams, changes in coaches, and matchups, key matchups for the week, and also kids that may have committed early to some of the top colleges. So go ahead and log on. You can also find trainer information there from both the Tony Sands Speed Training Camp and also the Receiver Academy there that you can get all set up with. So go ahead and log on to the site. I'm telling you, you'll love it. You can Twitter back and forth. You can also Facebook back and forth. This is something new. I'm telling you, Scout Florida is where you want to find your information, fans.
And you're going to find us all throughout the county. You're going to see everything is going to be South Florida. Scout Florida, we're taking over South Florida. Scout Florida is taking over South Florida when it comes to the dirt, when it comes to the sports, when it comes to giving the people what they want to hear. We're going to talk to some mothers that got sons out in the world playing sports. We're going to talk to some dads. We may even talk to some dads that ain't in the family, ain't in the boys' life, but want to be in it. Now, all of it caused what? As we say, hype time, because they boys are playing basketball.
Hey, and you could get it here, live, being loose. I mean, don't be afraid to come on and say what you feel and how you feel about things. That's what we are. We're a real radio station. And you can find us. We'll be at the BA and Cypress Bay game on Friday night and also at the Northeast and Plantation High School on Friday night. You can find us there. Games very, very soon.
So as we say, this show here was brought to you today by Sensational Hair and Nail Design. Go get your girl hair did. Men, go get your hair did by Max Payne. You got Calandra Sands and Sharonsky Gaskin Jones in the building doing the fresh dudes. So if you need your hair done, call the girls up, 954-786-3997. Or you can look them up on Facebook. You can look them up on Facebook.
All right, fans, we thank you for joining us. We're going to go ahead and come to a conclusion here, sign off here. We thank you for joining us. We'll be back, same bat time, same bat place. next week. So definitely join us, fans. We love you. We're glad that you're with us. And this is only the beginning. What we say, a family that prays together, stays together, and someone that will stand for nothing will fall for anything. So make sure that you're here with us next week, and we love you. Tony Sands.
Peace. Scott, Florida listeners, peace. That's all I got to tell you. Listen out for those upcoming special guests that we're going to have on. They're going to blow your mind.